for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, July the 11th, 1998. 4th of July family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Jim Landry of Beaumont, Texas, is the speaker of the morning. I think you're all acquainted with Brother Jim Landry from down in Beaumont, and he's going to come and minister to us this morning what the Lord's given him. Amen.
And God has brought some wonderful speakers. Some of the speakers that have been here so far, thus far, I have never met before, and I have been truly blessed. Go home in the evenings here, where I call it home now, and I get to reading, and I say, oh, that was good. Oh, that was good. So, anyway, God called me to come down this way, and I'm a demon chaser. So, I'm going to talk about deliverance. And I know...
That's what
you are. Yes. And so I know what the ministry is, and I know what he's asked me to do, and so that's why I'm very happy that God has surrounded me with a number of ministers and pastors at the local assembly so that we can have a good mixture of full gospel, you know, amen?
Amen.
And, amen. And I know some of you probably are approaching the hour of lunch, and so I'm going to probably get into a rapid speech, and I'm going to move, and so just trust the Lord, and he'll put the message together, and we'll get some deliverance. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about the finger of God. Perhaps I'm going to deliver it to you in a deliverance perspective. And so it's going to you're going to have some understanding that I'm going to overlook some areas intentionally. And you go back and search the scriptures and get familiar with those scripts so that I can move expediently through the message. In the book of Acts, the 8th chapter, why don't we start there? I woke up this morning, and that was just going around in my mind and around. I said, well, Lord, what's going on here? So, and it was so clear after I got into the 8th chapter of Acts, verse 5. Then Philip went down to the city of Samaria, and he preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. What was Philip speaking? Clearly, we know that he was speaking Jesus. He was preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, and God gave signs and mighty wonders followed that. The scripture says, for unclean spirits crying with loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies and that were lame were healed, and there was great joy in that city. How many of you understand when there's great deliverance, there's going to be great joy?
Amen.
I tell you, when someone gets free, it should bless the individual as well as the person that's ministered to them. And how about that sovereign deliverance that comes only from the Father? Oh, I tell you, but don't let that be a standard, okay? I've had one person one day said, you know, no one prays for me but Brother Jim. That person is backslid and is no longer with us. And we want to be able to receive it any way God wants to give it. And if you are standing in right standing with God, there's nothing, all the devils of hell that came at Jesus couldn't stop him from resurrecting. So, what do you have to be concerned about? Just go ahead and press on and do the work that God has called you to do. God is calling us all to a mighty work. Amen? God wants to bring great joy, as our brother said last night, to these cities. He wants to bring great joy. So, we got to get more deliverance, more freedom. But there was a certain man there called Simon, who previously in the same city used sorcery and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. Now, Simon was giving out that himself was a great one. He did this. He was a magician. We call him down south in my part of the country, the Reverend Dr. Feelgood. They used concoctions and frog legs and dolls and blood of animals and they can get one of our, two of our coins or our belts or our coat, you know, whatever. They use all of that and to bewitch the people. And many times they can provide some temporary relief. We know cases where people have gotten some relief. But if you trade with the devil, what happens? You're going to always lose. You go in there and get rid of, I think Wynn Willis said years ago, in 85, you get rid of the headache and you come out with brain cancer 5 years. And the problem is the families and the individual don't remember 5 years before they went to the divination man. You see, so always trade. I was working with an individual, had some mind problems. And I got a call a week or so ago saying he was thinking about going to Louisiana to give Reverend Dr. Feelgood $1,000 because he's got a word for him. I got plenty of word for him. But you're going to have to submit to authority. You know, I think that it's just too much going on right now with all these Reverend Dr. Feelgoods. And the brother gave me a word of knowledge yesterday. You know, we can shut this stuff down and we would bind together in prayer. But we're so busy with our schedules. And as I spoke yesterday, you know, we substitute the authority of God for a counterfeit authority, which is the finger of Satan. And we need to be using the power of God against the powers of darkness. Amen. One of the sisters was telling me while we were driving here how she had attended a service some time ago before she had joined with our work in Beaumont, and how that the ministers were telling them, come and bring your $50 and your $100, and I'm probably adding some extra words as far as the amounts because I don't remember the exact amounts, but it was no small sum of money. And they were telling them where to go bury the money. And then the elders were going to dig it up. Well, I mean, if you want to run behind Reverend Dr. Feelgood, this is what they were doing here with Simon. But Simon was giving off that he was some great one. And how many of you know that there are prophets of God and men profess to be men and women of God today that are going about doing this very same thing? And so don't get caught up in that shenanigans. Don't get caught in it. If you're gonna do the work of ministry, at least get foundation in the very same works Jesus did, and that is a work of restoration, a work of deliverance, a work of salvation. Get foundationally secure and excited about that work, and if God's given you some additional works of doing that, go for it. But at least be established in the very same works. And I question those that have these great ministries. And as far as I'm concerned, the scriptures clearly indicate to me there's no great men anyway. Just men greatly used. It's about the great Jesus.
Amen.
That's what it's about. It's about the great Jesus. The scripture says, to whom they all gave heed from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is a great power of God. It's a great power of God. We see that happening. I'm trying to humble, gather this in 55 minutes. We see this happening so much now across the country. People are so hungry and so, and on the other hand, many of us so hurt and been so wounded by the cake sales, the bake sales, the Reb Day, the Halliburton, the anniversary rate. You know, they're so hurt by these things. They're trying to find somewhere to go, so they've gotten to the boob tube now. And now we have instant microwave religion. And so we're not able to rightfully divide which is of God, the finger of God, and which is the finger of Satan. And God, you know, we need to be able to write and divide the word. We need to come out of our shells, you know. It's nothing wrong with being delivered. You don't have to. This is the greatest thing that happened to me. I was, a lot of things, okay. And when the Lord showed me delivered, I said, oh, no. Oh, you got to be kidding. I told him right to his. I said, no. I said, I've seen the people go to prayer lines. Ain't but one or two getting here. 300 people. I said, you're not going to do this. Oh, no, God. And I had to repent. Despise not the small beginnings. God's got to work here. You're not here by any accident. Some of you are understanding for the first time. Whew, you have no idea of the anointing and the things that God has released in your spirit, man, that is yet to come. You have no idea of your ministries for Him because you have surrendered your will to Him, that His will be done. Oh, you have no idea. I had no idea years ago. I've seen cases on type of cases, everything from an ingrown toenail to AIDS. I've seen the power of God move. But most importantly, I like it when the demons cry out like they did for Jesus. Now, if you're in places where the demons are not crying out, then well. And to him they had regard because they, for a long time, he had bewitched them with sorceries. No doubt that he was able to give those people some temporary relief. But simply, it was temporary. And we don't, a lot of times in this, in the country become modernized now. We don't have to go to counterfeit fingers of God. We can just go to and get them off the shelves at a store. You know, we need to find out from God if our conditions that we're having is a spiritual problem. I'm not saying that you get off your anything that may, soothe the problem or comfort you, give you some temporary comfort until you can get to the point where you're able to get the complete victory. Okay? But I'm saying that we shouldn't be so quick to, when September comes, you know the commercial's going to come. Mommy, we must get the sinus tablets. Mommy, we must buy this and buy that. And all of this preventative stuff is for the birds. You know, and we need to find out, well, Lord, is there something in my walk that's not parallel and right in the spirit? And the things that are affecting me in the natural, they're affecting me in the spirit. And then, let's find out what's going on here. Okay, so we need to really see God, because we tend to want to go back to the Simon or sorcerer doctrine. And I'll tell you what, I've done some study in this. I'm not going to get into it now. It takes a couple of hours on how this message has went all into England and all throughout this land, the teachings on magic. But when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. Yes, Simon believed too. Right. The Bible says, then Simon himself believed also. He believed. Simon believed. Yet, he believed what? He came for the signs and the wonders.
Yes.
Simon came for the fish and the loaves. But he never accepted the true living Christ. He never accepted him. People of Samaria have been bewitched with the counterfeit finger of God. Counterfeit finger, which is the finger of Satan. But when the finger of God was manifested, what did they do? They turned to God. Now, there may be a spirit out there that don't agree with me. Well, tear it up. You don't have to believe it. My question is to you this morning, why are you here? Do you really desire deliverance? Or do you desire to treat the symptoms? Many have taken their eyes off of Jesus and have focused on their much-needed healings. And I can understand that, but I want to give you some direction. We need to get our eyes back upon Jesus. I caution you to repent and to seek not the fish and loaves doctrines, the doctrines of men, the doctrines of signs and wonders, the doctrines of great men. If I could just make it to Florida, if I could just make it to, what's another city?
California.
Good, California. So we're just picking cities and states. Okay. But turn your eyes back upon Jesus. He will show you the things in your lives that need to be dealt with so that you can be positioned in a position where you can be able to receive from Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
This is where we need to be. In Exodus, the sixth chapter, I just want to turn loose to this old Bible I have here. I probably need to buy one. I bought a bunch, but I just like this one. In Exodus 6 chapter verse 1, the scriptures tell us, then the Lord said unto Moses, now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh. And with a strong hand, shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out. Here God is preparing to bring his people out of bondage. Pharaoh had them in bondage. And in the 7th chapter, verse 10, God gives instructions to Moses, instructions to Aaron. It says in verse 10, the 7th chapter, and Moses and Aaron went in unto Pharaoh, and they did as the Lord had commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod, before Pharaoh, and before his servants, and it became a serpent. Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, now the magicians of Egypt. They also did in like manner with their enchantments. For they cast down every man his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and he hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. In this first of several contests between the power of God and Satan, it is clear, though Satan can perform some miracles, God can do more miracles. Okay? Let me make it more clearly so we can get a real good understanding. Even though Satan has some power, God's got more power. Okay? God's got all power. Okay? God in you. Christ in you. All power. Amen? These rods can be a picture of symbols of power. And you have that rod of authority working through you now as believers.
That's right.
God has given you power to thread over the serpents and scorpions.
That's right.
And over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing by any means shall hurt or harm you. We need to be using that. And you need to be learning. But you also need to open your eyes at those intercessory prayer meetings and look at the tremors and the volcanoes that are erupting around you so that you can say, come out! The Lord had to teach me that. I wanted to pray. The head went down. Everything went. I looked good. Looked like a Roman Pope. Excuse the expression. But what I'm trying to say is that you need to open your eyes and you see the tremors and things that are happening. And ask the people, do you feel anything? Yes, something's going up my leg. Okay, well, let's pray. God wants to put you in the midst of intense warfare.
Amen.
But you're going to have to stand out by faith. You're going to have to stand out and say, God, use me. Whatever it takes. Or you can crab up and say, well, I don't think I want to be used right now, God. I need to learn more. Well, I mean, if that'd be the case, then I wouldn't even be up here today. That'd be if you're going by that, what you think you know. In the 8th chapter, we have an additional scriptures. In the 8th chapter, verse 16, the scripture says, and the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and smote the dust of the earth. And it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man and upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. These magicians, these Egyptian magicians were helpless, and they're against the insect, using their insect god against the power of God, against the rod of God. They had no protection. Finally, under this intense warfare, they recognized this was the, what, finger of God. The finger of God is an expression of God's power and God's authority. You ought to use it. You ought to use it against the enemy. I will maybe talk a little bit more about that. Picture this awesome power of God, first of all, the rod of God, the power of God, God's Spirit engaging the powers of darkness. These encounters, these mighty signs and wonders, look at Moses and Pharaoh. This whole scene is beyond our imaginations. God would have to take you there in the spirit to be able to see the contest. Hollywood, with all of its sound effects, sound effects, its close-up shots, and its special effects that it has, could not even come close to what took place in those battles. Could not even come close, people. In this contest between the power of God and Satan, it was only a picture, a shadow, of the more perfect deliverance that was soon to come to God's people, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen? In Luke, the 9th chapter, I pray that God give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation and knowledge of Him concerning this message, because I am going to jump across a little bit so that we can move to, I would like to do some spiritual warfare right after this message. Because we're dealing with the hands. We're dealing with the fingers. Then He called him, in Luke 9:1, then He called His 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Jesus has gave the church, you and I, power and authority over all demons and all of their wiles. In this contest that took place between Moses and Pharaoh, or God and Satan, power was only given unto who? Unto Moses. A picture of Christ, our deliverer. Now the power and authority has been given to the believers, the church, the Lord's body. Throughout the world, there are thousands, tens of thousands, millions of believers are being prepared for spiritual warfare to engage the enemy in combat. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp is a place that God has ordained that we will come here and be seasoned, that we'll be stirred a little bit, that we'll be able to iron sharpened iron, to be able to share one with another, that we might be prepared to do the work that God has called us to do. This is home. I love it. I don't have to speak. I almost yielded the floor just a moment ago. I'm telling you, we need to be, some of you know what I'm talking about. We have been under intense combat among our own peers, our own brothers and sisters that do not understand the light that we're walking in, and yet we love them so much, we long suffer, and we do not judge them. Amen. And you had enough humility about yourself to go to the Father, and the Father say, go somewhere where they thank the saints so you can be revived, so you can go back. Amen. Amen. In Exodus, the 31st chapter, where the commandments of God were given, I will read that scripture in Exodus 31:18. It said, and he gave unto Moses, when he had ceased speaking with him upon Mount Sinai, two tables of testimony, tables of stone, written with the finger of God. I'll tell you, if you don't have a study and understanding about the tabernacle and the furniture, I suggest that maybe you get some material on that and learn. I was teaching deliverance up north 5 or 6 years ago, and a brother that He was learning about deliverance, and he was faithful in learning this power and this authority of God. And he allowed me to teach him and disciple him. He was in his 60s now. He had a television show teaching on the tabernacle because I didn't hear da-da. Oh, but I thank God for my brother now. As he showed me this great ministry, this great message that God has in the Bible about the tabernacle, there's so much you can be enlightened to as you learn that message. I suggest that you might learn those tabernacles teachings. It is understood that the commandments of God were the perfect will of God. Israel's protection was conditional upon their obedience to the commandments of God. Not saying also the law and the ordinance and the judgments and all these things working together as one in God. Scriptures indicate that the commandments of God were written with the finger of God. I believe that it would be for those that will agree and those that will not agree, I'll just say this. It appears from Scripture, from my interpretation, it appears to be a literal writing of God. God thought it was important, and he put it on the tablets. Amen? In Daniel, the fifth chapter, I'll give you some time to get to Daniel, the fifth chapter, Belshazzar, the king, is having him a party. Oh, yes. And he's going to get a visitation also from the finger of God. Daniel, the fifth chapter, verse 1. And Belshazzar, the king, made a great feast to 1,000 of his lords, drank wine before the 1,000. Belshazzar, while he tasted the wine, commanded to bring the golden and the silver vessels, which his father Nebuchadnezzar had taken out of the temple, which was in Jerusalem, that the king and his princes, his wives, and his concubines might drink from them. Then they brought the golden vessels that were taken out of the temple of the house of God, which was at Jerusalem, and the king and his prince and his wives and his concubines drank from them. People, I want you to understand, I know there are degrees of knowledge here, okay, but we're going to keep it simple, amen? I'm going to tell you something the Lord showed me about 8 years ago, a prophet's anointing, okay, a double portion, okay, is when I'm able to teach this and you catch the other areas of degree of knowledge out of it, and you're walking right with me. I'm teaching this. This is simple, you know, and you're walking right there. Hallelujah. That's a double portion. People out there running around getting hands laid on trying to get a double portion. You know, I mean, the hogs didn't want to wash. They wanted to die. You know, they drank wine and praised the gods of gold and of silver and of bronze, of iron and of wood and of stone. And in the same hour came forth the fingers of a man and rolled over against the lampstand. Upon the plaster of the wall of the king's palace, and the king saw part of the hand. This king's countenance completely changed. He was distraught. What would you think if you were sitting around and you were desecrating and the things of God, and a finger came up there? This was also the king's own wife came to him because he wanted to go get what? He wanted to go get the soothsayers and the magicians and the sorcerers. Who were they? The counterfeiters of God. They were the ones that bear the counterfeit finger of Satan. That's what he wanted to do, go get them. And she had enough understanding about a man called Daniel because he didn't want to pay attention to his grandfather, Nebuchadnezzar. She informed him, go, there is a man that has the spirit of the holy gods. So the queen advises the king to call upon Daniel. And Daniel, the word of God rebukes Belshazzar. And you see in verse 26, the scripture is, and the writing is interpreted. This is the interpretation of the thing. Meaning, God has numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou hast weighed it in the balance and art found wanting. Perez, the kingdom is divided and given to Medes and the Persians. Then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. And in that night was Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, slain, and Darius the Median took the kingdom, being about 62 years old. The writing was fulfilled, and we see judgment came upon the house of Belshazzar. He exalted himself against God, and we see a lot of that happening today. He desecrated and sanctified vessels of the house of God, which ultimately led to his death. The finger of God is also here, people, an expression of judgment of God. The judgment of God upon his enemies. And by the way, who are his enemies? Satan and his demons. Much of the times when we are doing spiritual warfare and have an individual sitting down, I will take my finger and point it at their bowels. I would do it in a way not to cause them to feel uncomfortable. Sometimes I would lay it gently. I never put any pressure. Lay it gently against the bowel area. And I said, I cast out demons. I cast them out with the finger of God. You come out of there. Now, if there's a bunch of people that watch me doing all this, I'll back off because they may end up being a new gospel. Run around and tell my brother Landon, show me how to perk. Come out, you devil. So I'm kind of cautious about how I do it. But the demons recognize it. One time I had my finger on an individual like that, and that demon, that guy leaped out of the seat. His eyes got so big. I say, after he came down a little bit, and then, you know, the demon either left or whatever. And I said, well, what did God show you? Well, the Lord showed the devil the hand of Christ, the mark and everything. I said, my goodness, he did, huh? I said, okay. And so they recognize this. And so you need to use the finger of God properly. But we need to understand that the finger of God is what? The Holy Spirit. It is the power of God. But you also can use it up on the principality. They recognize this finger. And maybe you'll be a little bit more cautious of it next time you're partnering somebody. In Acts, the 5th chapter, we find a couple that was came under the judgment of God. Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. The judgment of God came upon them for that. Whoo! That is, they didn't have to say that they gave all when they sold in part. They gave in part. They could have just said, this is all we want to give, and we're going to keep the rest. That's fine. You know, so there are Christians out there that are coming under death curses and all type of afflictions as a result of saying they're giving their all, but they have not given their all. Amen. We need to be very cautious. Thank God for His grace in this hour. In Luke, the 11th chapter of Luke, we see Jesus making a statement here to the Pharisees who were challenging Him about the healing of the deaf and dumb individual. In Luke, the 11th chapter, verse 20, Jesus says, but if I, with the finger of God, cast out demons, no doubt the kingdom of God is come unto you. What is the Lord saying? If I, with the finger of God, if I, with the Holy Spirit, the finger of God is also an expression of the workings of the Holy Spirit. Amen? In Matthew, the 12th chapter, let's turn there. Matthew 12, 28. I hope that you're patient with me because I am kind of moving fast. But my Lord told me that His word would not return void. And I think we have an attentive audience, and you're looking for what's going to happen here in a moment, because it's going to happen. And it's not a devil can stop it. In Matthew 12, 28, the scriptures say, but if I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. The casting out of evil spirits is a demonstration of the power of God. It's a confirmation that the kingdom of God is present. The casting out of the evil spirits is an indication that the finger of God is at work. By the Spirit of God, the kingdom of God is preached with power and authority. Matthew's account says the Spirit of God. Luke's account says the finger of God. They are one and the same. Amen? In Matthew, the 27th chapter, when Jesus was confronted with His accusers, in the 27th chapter, verse 12, it says, and when He was accused by the chief priests and the elders, He answered nothing. Verse 21 said, the governor answered and said unto them, which of the two were you that I release unto you? They said, Barabbas. Can you just imagine those Pharisees and Jews that standing in the face of Jesus just accusing Him? He did it. He's the one. Destroy Him and release Barabbas. As I spoke to you yesterday, for those that were here, there's a released Barabbas spirit out there in the professed body of Christ. They would rather release the spirit of Barabbas, a counterfeit of the truth, than have the expressed Holy Spirit, the wisdom of God moving in their life. Instead of having the true Jesus Christ in their life, they would rather have a counterfeit. That's happening out there.
Amen.
Now, even as I tell you this, you need to understand, not to get bitter, all right? All right, thank God for the light you're in. Okay, I'm very cautious how I minister, and we don't want you to receive the message in a way where you walk out and say, yes, you are a counterfeiter, you are a soul. No, you better say, well, it could be me, and that person would have to pray for me. Because believe me, there's enough in me. If you look hard enough, you'll find enough that I need prayer. Okay? And you might even have the guts to come up and say, Brother Landon, I just rebuke so-and-so, and you might find out what I'm really made out then. Find out if I can really take it like I can put it out. See, a lot of people don't want to take it. They don't want to take it. They don't have teachable spirits. They don't have... Satan's kind of finger here was at work before Pilate. These chief priests were under the powers of seducing spirits of darkness. And we see that they would have preferred to listen to the counterfeit finger of Satan instead of listen to the finger of God. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter, moving right along, There's so much I could say there. Most of these scriptures, we could just stay there for 30 and 40 minutes at a time. I haven't gotten to it. Some of people can do it for 2 and 3 hours yet, but we're on the way. We're going to keep on studying. In Proverbs, the 6th chapter, verse 12, a worthless person, a wicked man, walketh with a perverse mouth. He winketh with his eyes, he speaketh with his feet, he teacheth with his fingers. Now, we can say a lot about all of that, but for the sake of time, okay, we won't cover a lot of that. But the scripture here particularly refers to, in verse 13, to sign language used by naughty persons to convey their evil intentions. Teaching with the fingers can be detected many times in a political speech, or at a multi-level marketing speech, or at a motivational meeting, or in a I Ching or some type of martial art Christian drama. Yeah. Or you can find it many times at many of the assemblies of God. Demons get into the minds, demons get into the fingers of these individuals, and they charm the crowds. It's manipulation. Receive me. Awares or unawares. Many times it's manipulation. Perhaps much of the manifestations of the counterfeit finger of God is just, of course, a work of the flesh. All right? As our brother spoke last night and the other brother the other morning, we need to bring this flesh in subjection. Amen? Many just use their fingers to express or to convince others pertaining to what they're saying. And this could be dangerous in light of Scripture. This could be dangerous. There are much other things you can learn, okay, when it comes to crucifying the areas of the flesh. Do scripture studies on all kinds of things. Body movement, body language, shaking of the head. There are all kinds of texts that you can come up with that God will help you build your ministries and establish those people so that they can be walking in the Spirit and not in the flesh. Amen? It is the perfect will of God for believers to bring their flesh into subjection, taking up our crosses daily and following Christ. That means we need to be denying self. Putting the old nature and its fleshly manifestations to death. Yes. Show me a body of Christ and I'll show you some people that are out there crucifying the flesh. As I mentioned the last time I taught here, that I mentioned to the body of Christ in a bit of humor that we ought to change the name from Christ Outreach to Christ Crucifying the Flesh. And watch how many cars stop. I thank God intends for us to control the outwards. Physical appearances and manifestations would draw attention to our flesh. I think God wants us to do that. It's no wonder that Satan and his demons are attempting to counterfeit God's authority spiritually and physically. Have you ever questioned why the fingers are used so much in a way of one expressing themselves? Did you ever know that, or have you been told that witches use fingers to bring their powerful hexes and curses on individuals? They use the fingers. Some of you watched Tabitha in the 60s and 70s. Bing, bing. Okay, witches use finger pointing and the curses to carry out their hexes. Oh, you say, well, I've never had part of that. Well, that's good. Well, I'll tell you about the parents who use the finger pointing to condemn their children. You will never amount to anything, you nincompoop. And maybe it happened to you. You said, well, I've never done that, but I know it happened to me. If it hadn't happened to me, something wrong, you know. I'm telling you, I wasn't brought up saved. I mean, I was born and conceived in iniquity. And I know my mom and dad wouldn't say they saved today. Okay. And it took 12 years before I was able to sit down with them and teach deliverance for hour after hour and after hour. 12 years. God is good, people. I believe it's Satan's plan to destroy the people of God, particularly those believers who walk in God's power, who walk in God's authority, who minister, who uses the finger of God against the enemy. And I think that one of Satan's plans is to destroy us spiritually. He wants to use spirits of doubt and condemnation, embarrassment, and failure. He wants to use spirits of fear of demons. Oh, yes. Another of Satan's plans is to destroy us physically. And this is what I'm going to spend the next few minutes discussing with you, the areas where the enemy is working against us in a physical way. There has been a number of accidents that Satan and his demons have set up to cause amputations of God's men's and women's fingers. In fact, certain of the satanic cults, one of the signs of loyalties is the amputations of a finger or two. Many drug lords and gang members practice this gruesome sacrifice of finger amputation to the flesh gods. What a true counterfeit of the truth. Some of you don't know that. You don't know to look for those things. It doesn't mean that everyone has had a finger amputated. It's a witch or a warlock, okay? That's not what I said. Some of the more familiar ungodly uses of counterfeit finger are is that direct curse. You know how it can kind of get under you when somebody put that finger? I sort of kind of like, I look, you know. But it's something about faith in God and a sheer and knowing your position. You need to be in the right position with God. Then there's another time I may have to kind of, I might do something like this, you know. You know, and I figure the demon had caught on what I'm doing. But if you see fear, I just well stay where I was. I'm just as good as burnt anyway. Then there's the two finger. False peace. Peace, peace, brother. Need to be delivered from that. Then, of course, is that middle finger. I'm not going to show it. Hate and rebellion. It's a curse. Tell me you have to use it. And I'll show you a perfect person. Then there's the hook and horn. And I would say it's the University of Texas symbol. I can't get enough information because I'm getting too many conflicting stories about the hook and horn, you know. Satanic symbol. That's what it narrowed down to. All the stuff they would tell me was a lie. So, you know, now people do it. You see them out there. Oh, and then that's the gang member sign language, a language of confusion and Baal and Babel and, you know, whatever, you know. I don't know. You know, and now it's a dance, you know. And, you know, you see it now in Vineyard Ministries. They, you know, we swore with Vineyard. I'll keep it simple. But anyway, it's Vineyard. We're going to take the Lord. We're going to take the city. Do you know how to cast out devils? Devils? I never heard about that. How you going to take something? You're about to get taken. And then there's the martial art dances, Christian martial arts, you know. You know. And then it's the fingernails of the lady that's going to pray for me. Look at the nails. I think she's going to rip my eyes out. Oh, my God. I wonder sometimes as they come into the congregation how long it's going to take for them to adapt. Because I never say anything. You know, I get to preach this stuff when I leave. And, of course, for those of you that I've missed, there's the place in your life where the hands, of course, ended up in the wrong places. And I'm talking about sexual activity. Why don't we repent? And I'm going to call out some demonic names that I know of that have been associated with finger curses. And I'll ask you to, one just came to me while I'm speaking here, so let me write this down here. Okay, got it. Why do we repent? Let's see. Lord, give me wisdom on this. Father God, do you repeat with me if you want to agree? Father God, I come to you in Jesus' name, knowing that if I confess my sin, that you are faithful and just to cleanse me from all iniquity. I confess that in the past, I've used my hands. I've used my fingers. I've had hands applied to me. Fingers applied to me. They were not totally of your perfect will. Father, you know this. And this area where I need deliverance. I want to be free. I believe I'm going to be free through Christ Jesus. Every hand that was laid upon me, every curse that was placed upon me through the laying of hands, I break it in Jesus' name. In every area of my life where I've used my hands and pointed my fingers, or used my fingers, or spoken curses over my hands and fingers, that was a way ungodly, I repent. And I ask you to forgive me. In Jesus' name. Okay, I don't want you to repeat now anything with me. Just agree. And in your mind, if you want to pray in your mind, Jesus, and give praise and glory. But I'm going to take authority right now and bind Satan. And we're going to break this curse not over on you, but on your generation, so your children, your children's children. Because I'm certain that it's the devil's will for amputations and cut off fingers and everything. And all the other stuff that he does. I bind Satan and his demons and in the heavens and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. And I forbid them to be able to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside of each person present. I ask the Lord to send angels to help execute this command. And I ask that the angels be placed, Lord God, to take every spirit out to where you receive them, Lord. In Jesus' name. I bind the strong man of each person's house, and I loose each person's house from that strong man. That strong man of the counterfeit finger of Satan. I command all spirits cast out to go where Jesus tells them to go. I remind them that my authority is from Christ Jesus, which places me high above all of your principalities, all of your rulers and world rulers. And when I call the names of these principalities, you're going to come out. You're going to come out, all of us. And those mocking, those foolish spirits, those spirits that take this is silly, you're going to come out. And I command you to manifest and come out of there. And who are you, anyway? Who are you? Who are you? You have no authority here. You have no authority. We be sons of God. And I command you, spirits, you're going to manifest, and you're going to come out of these people, God, and you're going to leave us alone. You're never going to affect us again. We're going to be free, and he who the Son makes free is free indeed. Now, you spirits are spirits of the peace sign from the 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s. All of those spirits that entered into our hands and our minds from the peace signs, a false sign of unity, I command you to manifest and come out of us in Jesus' name. Spirits from the two fingers, come out of there. Those spirits that come into the tobacco spirits, cigarette spirits, working in the fingers. When we used to smoke, for those of us that smoke, the shaman demons. All those spirits, come out of those fingers. Come out of the fingers right now in Jesus' name. All of the hook and horns and the sign of Satan, the false sign of unity. I take authority of you and I command you to come out, and I pray God to loose this word upon our children, upon our children's children, that they all be free and they all come to the knowledge and wisdom and revelation of knowledge of you, Lord Jesus. You spirits of the power signs of the fifth, come out! Come out, all you power signs of the fifth, counterfeiter of the power of God. It's a counterfeiter. It's a liar. Now all the gang language signs, come out. Confusion, false love, come out. Now the spirits from the middle finger. When we use that middle finger, or that middle finger was used against us in school, at home, at work, the hate and the rebellion and the curse that came with it, we break its power in Jesus' name. We command those spirits to come out. We command you to be gone, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. All of those hate spirits that came in through the middle finger, using it or having it used upon us. Now the spirits of thumbs up, come out. Thumbs down, go. Thumb sucker, come out of there in Jesus' name. Sucking the thumbs. Come out of there. All you finger spirits, come out of there. Come out of there. Now you spirits of the engagement ring, the multiple relationship spirits, and all the binding agreements are broken. I break them. I break them. I break them in Jesus' name. You spirit of the show-off, look, I'm engaged. Come out. Engaged twice. Engaged twice. I break it. I break it. I break it. I command those spirits to come out of there in Jesus' name. And I pray to break the soul ties with those individuals until they come into the remembrance, Lord God, on the individuals they need to break these ties with, Lord God. I break them. I break them. All of the soul ties from all of those engagements, all those engagement rings, all those spirits that came into their hands. I bind those spirits and command you manifest. You come out. You come out of there. You come out of there. You know who I am. You come out of there. I'm working through Jesus Christ. You come out of there. You have no authority to stay. You come out of there. This is the business of the Lord. You demons, come out in Jesus' name. We'll loosen the people in Jesus' name. Now the spirits from the wedding ring fingers. The wedding ring finger spirits. Come out of there. All those rings that came out of there. Come out of there. False marriage. And disappointment. Come out. Manifest. You come out of there. All that hurt and woundedness. All those multiple relationships. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Gold for sex. Come out. Gold for sex. Come out of there. All the ring spirits. Come out of there. Silver for sex. Come out of there, every one of you. Come out of here. The spirits worked against the men. It worked against the women. Conditional love. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. And other various rings and jewelry spirits acquired through ungodly sources. Come out of there. If it came out of the Cracker Jack box when you were four, whatever. We break that curse in Jesus' name. You come out of the people right now. Every one of those rings that were put on our hands. Out of the 25-cent machine. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Some demon out there saying it's unnecessary, but you know what I'm doing. You come on out of there. God calls us to cleanse the land. We're going to cleanse the land. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Now the spirits that enter through pre-sexual love play, through caressing, fondling, the hand, the creeping hands. Come out of there, you demons. Come out of there. Come out of there. Masturbation. Come out. Mutual masturbation. Come out of the people of God in Jesus' name. Now you spirit of the dirty old man. I hear you. Come out, demon. Come out. Come out quickly. Come out quickly. Come out of there. The dirty old man. Come out, dirty old man. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Petting. Heavy petting. Promiscuous petting. Come out of the people of God. Come out of these fingers. Come out of these minds in Jesus' name. The spirits of charming. Prince charming. Manipulation. Come out of the people of God. Come out of there. You have been discerned. You have been discerned, demon. Who are you to resist the name of Jesus? You have no authority. You have no authority. I'll minister this word day after day, night after night. We'll make it just as uncomfortable as possible for you demons. So get out right now. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, you spirit of naughty person, wicked man, wicked woman, naughty person, speaks with the hands. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits of ungodly holds, being at ungodly holds, come out of there. I break those ungodly holds over every person present. Sticky fingers, come out of there. Slack hand. Come out, slack hand. Come out, grab. Come out, hands of a thief. Come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Finger gestures. Those accusing fingers. You did it. You did it. Come out of there. Come out of there. Those words come out of there too. Those spirits of wave you off. Come on. Wave you off. Come out of there. All those demons, come out of there in Jesus' name. Presentation finger. You spirit of the presentation finger. Get out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All the musical fingers. And all the spirits there. The musical fingers. Those demons that come in and give you the ability to be able to play music without instruction. Without submitting to authority. I'm not saying that God doesn't have gift, but I'm telling you there's a spirit. What's the name of that spirit, Doc? Being able to music, handwriting, automatic handwriting, all right, now it's an automatic musician. Watch that demon just jump in there, all of a sudden you can play better than Beth Holden, or whatever his name was. I don't even listen to that junk. But I'm telling you, these are finger curses, these are finger demons. Command those spirits to come out of you and continue to cast them out. The spirits of the physician fingers, any ungodly laying of hands by men that were not men of God, women that were not women of God, that have invaded your bodies. My wife's body does not belong to another man or another woman. And I will not show my nakedness to another. I have a friend that is a physician. And he's the only one that I've went to and will go to. And when they bring in the needles and stuff, I say, you know better than that. Just tell me what's wrong. But I will not drop it for his nurse. All right? So in all that, when all hands were placed upon you, seek wisdom on what I'm saying, you know, and break those curses in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Spirits of the cut finger. I'm going to tell you something. This is so important. If I'm working and I do something, the first thing I do, if I see blood, I don't know if you think like this, but I'm telling you what I do first. I say, oh, God, forgive me. I'm not religious. I'm not looking for nobody to see how pious I am. I say, oh, God, forgive me. If I just took my time and been patient and watched what I've done, I wouldn't have injured the temple. Do you ever think about it like that? Or you just go, and go about your business. Man, this is God's temple, man. This is precious to Him. This is precious to Him. Spirits of cut finger, cut out of the people of God. Lacerated finger, cut out of there. Manifest. Spraying fingers, cut out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. I could tell you something. I bet I'd tell you what I know. But about that spraying finger, don't want to touch it, don't want to shake your hand. You know, I know something more than I want to say right now about some individual. But I'm going to tell you something. That spraying finger spirit, you don't need to be getting spraying fingers and spraying toes and spraying whatever else. You don't need all of that. You don't have to have it. You know what I mean? Just whatever, you know, for God. I'm telling you, people. Oh, I want to see if he go through anything. Well, whatever. Whatever it takes. I mean, if that's going to bring somebody to Jesus. Spirits of broken finger, come out. Spirits of broken finger, come out. Crushed finger. Busted finger. Smashed finger. Now, you demons of amputation, I'll break that generation curse. I'll break that curse of amputation on the body of Christ. I'll break that curse right now. If I cast out demons, I cast them out with the finger of God. I come against that spirit of amputated fingers. Severed fingers. I'll break its power. Severed thumbs. I break it. I break it. I break it in Jesus' name. Now, you spirits of embarrassment, humiliation, guilt, and shame, come out of there in Jesus' name. Every one of you, belittlement, condemnation, hurt feelings that come from the pointing of the finger, from being put down. Now, all the spirits of learning difficulties, pointing of the finger, you're never going to amount to anything. I command those spirits to come out of the people. Isolation, separation, withdrawal. You spirits of introvert, solitude, rejection, insecurity, and inferiority. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of all of us. Now the spirits from the blood backs. Come out. Blood oaths. The piercing of the finger. Come out of there. Blood oaths. All piercing of the fingers. You have to really have to pray and ask God to remind you, bring it back to your memory. When we were 6, 7, 8, 9 years, we did little things like that with little pins. You just don't remember. You have to ask God to show you for those of you that have done this. Every one of those spirits from piercing of the finger, all the blood packs. I command you to manifest. Come out of there. Now, the strong man of sign language, come out of there. Rulers, controllers, control rulers, and all supervisory spirits of sign language, come out. Spirit of finger of Satan, come out, manifest. All the counterfeit spirits of Satan, come out of there. I break all finger curses in Jesus' name over every person present. I break the finger curses. I break them. I break them. I break them in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray that we'll bring our flesh in subjection and give no place to the enemy. I pray, Heavenly Father, for the body of Christ here. The opposite of every spirit is left, Lord God, that you will loose the spirits of the Lord. Lord God, the temple be cleansed, the house of prayer be cleansed from every iniquity, every wild method and strategy of Satan and his demons. All spirits be gathered up and taken away, Lord God. And that I pray to release the Holy Spirit into the vessels of God, that God's Spirit would fill these places. And Lord God, that we would have a heart to search the Scriptures and daily to see the things that I say be so. Lord, that we would search the Scriptures, Lord God, read the living Word, Lord God, which is able to deliver our souls. Lord God, I pray that everyone here will have a hunger for the Word of God. Amen.
You got to pray the Holy Ghost down in here.
Oh, okay. Father, we pray the Holy Spirit. Fill this house of prayer. Fill the people of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you care so much about it. You even care about our fingers. Lord, we know that fingers are important because, Lord, we were created in the image of God. In the image of God, you created man and woman. And Lord, we know that, Lord God, we're created in your image that you have fingers also. And the enemy wants to counterfeit those fingers and use us, Lord God, in an ungodly way. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you brought deliverance this day to your people. And Lord, we pray the Holy Spirit fill everyone. Lord, we thank you that the generational curses broke off our descendants. Lord, we just thank you, Lord God, that you have made us free, and who the Son makes free is free indeed. Lord, we lift up our hands, Lord God, to the hills we're coming out for our help. We lift up holy hands of praise and worship unto you, Lord, and give thanks in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just give you thanks. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.